Hi there. Here's an outside the box. Or is it? Today's topic is no-brainers. The trouble with something that's a no-brainer is that most people don't use their brains to carefully examine that thing to make sure it's as simple as it appears. It almost never is. One example of a so-called no-brainer is email, that it's a great resource with no serious downsides. Is email a no-brainer for you? Nothing but a great resource? Setting aside the issues of whether email will severely damage our postal system or that computers are stressing our electric grid, email has other problems too. A big problem for me is that it creates information overload. One estimate is that many workers average 200 emails per day, even if most of those are spam or can be deleted based on the subject line. All that still takes time. The world gets an estimated 100 billion spam messages a day. I get maybe 60 to 75 emails a day, but it takes me time to decide what to call and what to read. It distracts me from focusing on a few items or projects to do that day. So does email save time and make me more efficient? The jury's still out. It's not a no-brainer. Email does save me time when sending out notices of events, actions, projects, and informational reports to others. Instead of sending out one longer list each week, now I send them as I get them. But that clogs people's inboxes with 5 emails instead of 1 describing 5 events. I've noticed that the brutally honest and rude side of some people comes out in email, whereas if they were talking in person or even on the phone, that side wouldn't be there. Somehow, the anonymity encourages people to let it all hang out. Email is fine for information, but not for discussion. Good for facts, but bad for debate. Email is making some of us a bit crazy. For example, did you know that you can have an email sent to you whenever your name is mentioned publicly? Or that you can even arrange to have an email sent after your death to tell your friends and relatives that you've died? Rumors of my death are not exaggerated. For some, email has become addictive, just as surfing the web is already for millions. 65% of North Americans spend more time with their computers than with their spouse or partner. There are stories of people sleeping with their BlackBerries and sending emails while in bed, after sex, but probably not yet during sex, and even on the toilet. Enough already. I haven't yet heard of Zen practitioners interrupting their meditation to check email, but it's probably coming soon. Email has changed our culture to expect immediate communication. When we primarily used letters, we knew things would take a few days at best. The phone was quicker. Usually a reply within a day or two was expected. The phone answering machine reduced that time even more. Now, people email and expect a reply in minutes, not hours or days. Fast food, fast talking, and now fast emails. But just as fast food is not good for the body, maybe instant communication is not good for the mind and soul. Do you agree? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping for a slow communication movement to go with a slow food movement.